Recorded Books presents Sea Glass Cottage by Irene Hannon. Narrated by Therese Plummer. Chapter 1. Asking for help from a man who hated you was hard. Really hard. But she was out of options. Jack Colby was her last resort. Despite the cool Oregon breeze tripping along Dockside Drive, a bead of sweat trickled down Christy Reese's temple as Jack completed his purchase at the stand on the wharf. Prying one white-knuckled hand off the steering wheel, she inhaled a lungful of the briny Hope Harbor air and swiped away the external evidence of her nervousness. Thankfully, she alone was privy to the pretzel twist in her stomach and the erratic lurch of her heart. A savory aroma wafted toward her from the white truck that had been Jack's destination on this sunny end of April afternoon, setting off a rumble in her stomach. But eating was low priority, even if her last meal hours ago had consisted of a stale bagel and gas station coffee. The man she'd driven 30-plus hours to see lingered to exchange a few words with the cook, who adjusted the baseball cap over his long gray ponytail as the two shared a laugh. Still smiling, Jack lifted a hand in farewell, picked up the brown bag containing his order, and strolled her direction. Unless time had softened his heart, however, he wouldn't be smiling for long. Pulse pounding, Christy fumbled with the handle on the older model Nissan that had carried her more than 2,000 miles. Pushed the door open, swung her shaky legs to the pavement, praying they wouldn't fold. Jack gave her a casual glance as she slid from behind the wheel and stood. The kind you bestowed on a stranger who happened to catch your momentary attention. No hint of recognition flickered in his eyes. A twinge of disappointment nipped at her. But that was foolish. 11 years had passed. Her once long hair had been cropped to shoulder length, and she didn't lighten the dark blonde hue anymore. Oversized sunglasses hid most of her face. And life had taken a toll. The frothy 20-year-old college student he'd known and loved was long gone. Jack's pace slowed, as if he'd realized there was more to this encounter than chance. Her cue to move forward. Squeezing her fingers into tight fists, she approached him. Unlike her, he'd benefited from the passage of time. The handsome 23-year-old who'd brightened that carefree summer had filled out, matured, acquired an intriguing aura of worldliness that enhanced the considerable appeal she'd once found difficult to resist. Christy stopped a few feet away and tried to fill her uncooperative lungs. "Hello, Jack." The greeting came out a bit husky, thanks to the tail end of the cold she'd been fighting for the past week. His smile evaporated, and a pair of crevices creased his brow.
Sorry, have we met?"
Still no glimmer of recognition. It's been a while." She drew a shaky breath and removed her sunglasses. "Christy Reese." As the name of the woman who'd once stolen his heart, then trampled on it, reverberated in the quiet, peaceful air of the town he now called home, Jack's lungs locked. Christy Reese? Here? Impossible. Yet as he scrutinized her, reality smacked him in the face. Her hair was shorter and not as blonde, and a decade of living had snuffed some of the youthful glow from her complexion, added a smudge of shadow beneath her lush lower lashes. But the brilliant cornflower blue of her eyes remained undimmed, and those full lips that had caressed his with eager abandon looked as soft as ever despite a slight droop at the corners. It was her, even if her voice was deeper than he remembered. His stomach bottomed out, and he swallowed past the sudden bitter taste in his mouth. Why, after all these years, had she invaded his turf, tainted the new life he'd created far from his Midwest roots, resurrected the memories he'd banished of the day his world had crumbled? He gritted his teeth, his appetite vanishing despite the savory aroma of Charlie's tacos wafting up from the back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?